This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to a Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Angela Vernalia has come once again to join us in this beautiful chit chat. Welcome.
Hello.
I'm so happy you came back.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Last year, how many times did you get here last year?
Probably only one.
Yeah, and this time you're already here twice?
Two times.
I'm thinking I'm loving you right now. You're awesome. So this is your final year.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. My last year was your first year. Mm-hmm. So you make me feel very old.
You're not
Thank
old.
You. Thank you very much. But it is amazing. Now, preseason is right around the corner. This being your last year, what are you looking forward to the absolute most?
I'm looking forward to the game starting.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of the game? Because for people at home, there's a lot of different aspects to the game. You arrive here 5 hours before kickoff. Right. You have a little break. You have to get ready. Then you have the tunnel. You know, you have your opening performance. And then the game starts.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things before you actually get to the game.
The people at home miss a lot of the stuff that you see on the sidelines. My favorite part is the player tunnel.
Yeah.
They play that music and they're all running out. You just feel so pumped up and ready to go.
Isn't it amazing when they're coming through the tunnel and the first fan sees them and they start screaming and and the people all the way in the 300.
It's like the domino effect.
Yeah.
Everyone starts screaming.
They don't even know what they're screaming at, but everybody's screaming because Tom Brady is somewhere around. You know? But it is. It's a good time. So the player tunnel is your favorite.
Yeah.
Well, it's right around the corner. That must be exciting in juniors.
Yep.
Because they're going to be at the very first preseason game. Are you excited about that?
Juniors is fun.
Yeah.
All the little kids, and they get so excited.
How are they looking?
We haven't started the process yet.
Oh.
But when we do it, there will be a lot of fun.
That's great. So what else is going on? I heard you are actually about to graduate. Now, why are you graduating now?
I actually got a little bit behind because of cheering. It was a little... I originally took like 4 classes for 1 semester. I was supposed to take 5, but I'm finishing up my classes in the summer, so I'm actually graduating in August instead.
Right.
So I will be very soon.
Right. We're just around the corner. So you're going to be graduating. What's plans after that?
I actually just got a full-time job.
Where?
Working for a chiropractor.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
Can you fix my back? I have cheerleading injuries.
I'm sure they can.
That's awesome. Do you love it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But the cool thing is it kind of ties in with my major, which is psychology. And they do a lot of motivational speaking things. And
that's awesome.
Dealing with patients one-on-one. So I'm excited.
And what do you ultimately want to do?
Ultimately, I want to have my own practice.
Of chiropractic?
Just probably psychology, doing therapy with people. But this is kind of just like a foot in the door for now.
That's awesome. What kind of psychology? Like anything?
It would be great to work with children.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to focus in on maybe mothers, like single mothers and children, stuff like that.
Look at what a big heart you have. Such a big heart. I love you. That's awesome. So any good motivations going on lately? I know motivational things are huge. You were just talking about the speakers. It made me think how motivations
to do.
At practice to kind of just bring everybody together. And if this is your first time listening, motivations are just a little thing, whether it be your favorite song to get everybody pumped or, you know, a little gift to show how much, you know, you enjoy being on the team and brings everybody together. So have you had any good ones lately?
Yes, we did.
Tell me about your favorite one.
My favorite one would have to be, and it's a funny story too. One of the girls on our team, Dina, she kept pumping us up the entire practice. She has the best motivation for us. We had the hardest practice. So she comes in with this paper bag, and it's, like, full of something. And we're all, like, excited because we think it's all these goodies. And she pulls out an apple, and we're all like, oh. With, like, these fake smiles. And everyone, like, made this fake smile, and Dina starts cracking up. She's like, I'm just kidding. And she pulled out all this ice cream. I'm like, Dina!
Ice cream. Ice cream is always good, especially at the end of practice.
Yeah.
Was it a Saturday?
Yes, it was.
See?
It was much needed for the end of a Saturday practice.
That was awesome. That was a good idea. See? A nice, tasty treat. Brings the entire team together.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, thank you once again for joining us. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your graduation will be coming up. Good luck with all your endeavors.
Thank you.
Have a great season. And if you do get a chance, which I don't know if you will, to come back, that would be lovely.
I'll make it
so you
a
can
point.
Tell me what's going on. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.